AI-narrated audio, generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Dicom cools 19% from its high, while a 55-week trend signal stays intact. The engineering and construction stock slipped 2.6% in the latest week, but its quarterly advance, positive activity pressure, and premium to the trend line keep the weekly read constructive. Average volume and elevated volatility make the set research brief. Dicom Industries closed the week of 19 June at $456.6, down 2.6%, trimming a powerful short-term run that still shows gains of 11.1% over 4 weeks and 33.5% over 12 weeks. The stock remains 16.4% above its $392.2 weekly trend line and has maintained an active trend signal for 55 weeks, but it is also 19.4% below its 52-week high and trading at a 113.1% premium to ShareMaestro fair value. Volume was ordinary at 2.2 million shares, matching the 13-week average, so the latest pullback did not carry strong participation confirmation either way. Key points. 1. Dicom fell 2.6% for the week, underperforming both U.S. industrials at 1.4% and U.S. engineering and construction at 2.2%. The broader move remains strong, with 4-week and 12-week returns of 11.1% and 33.5%, ranking 14th and 13th among 52 engineering and construction peers over those periods. 3. The trend signal remains active after a 55-week streak, with price 16.4% above the weekly trend line, but the stock is still 19.4% below its 52-week high of $566.5. 4. Latest volume of 2.2 million shares was 1.0x the 13-week average, far below the 4.5 million share participation seen during the 24.0% advance in late May. 5. Risk is not quiet. 13-week weekly return volatility is 7.9% versus a 5.8% one-year baseline, and 5 recent reversal markers keep the read balanced. Price action pauses after a sharp quarterly advance. Dicom Industries ended the latest completed week at $456.6, down 2.6%, a softer finish after the stock's strong spring advance. The pullback leaves the shares 19.4% below the 52-week high of $566.5, while still sitting in the upper half of the one-year range at 67.2% between the $232.1 low and the high. The weekly structure remains constructive rather than overheated on signal state. Dicom is 16.4% above its $392.2 trend line, and the trend signal has been active for 55 weeks, with 52 of 52 weeks active in the current breadth window. The valuation distance is the counterweight. The close is 113.1% above ShareMaestro fair value of $214.3, which points to a large premium already embedded in the price. Industry context is selective, even as Dicom's medium-term rank holds up. The latest week was a relative setback. Dicom's 2.6% decline trailed U.S. industrials, which averaged a 1.4% gain, and also lagged the U.S. engineering and construction group, which averaged a 2.2% advance. Within its 52-stock industry set, Dicom ranked 41st for the week, showing that the latest move was not where the group's near-term strength was concentrated. The medium-term evidence is stronger. Dicom's 11.1% 4-week return and 33.5% 12-week return outpaced the engineering and construction averages of 5.9% and 23.1%, ranking 14th and 13th in the industry over those windows. Group breadth is mixed, however. Industry trend breadth is only 46.2%, and positive relative strength breadth is 36.5%, while market dynamics breadth is better at 61.5%. Dicom itself remains positive across trend, market dynamics, and relative strength, which separates it from a patchy peer backdrop. Activity pressure improves, but volume keeps confirmation modest. Market dynamics lean positive, but not emphatic. Latest activity pressure is 0.97, with no fresh buy signal, and relative strength reads 21.28. That is improved versus mid-May levels, but below the late May burst when the stock advanced 24.0% on 4.5 million shares. The current setup therefore looks more like consolidation after a forceful move than a clean new acceleration. Participation supports that interpretation. Latest weekly volume was 2.2 million shares, exactly 1.0 times the 13-week average and 1.1 times the 52-week average. A stronger confirmation case would require a renewed move with participation above the current baseline, particularly if volume moves toward the 1.5 times threshold referenced in ShareMaestro watchpoints. Risk and what to watch next. Risk has risen with the move. Dicom's 13-week weekly return volatility is 7.9%, above its 5.8% one-year baseline, and the 52-week split is close to even at 27 positive weeks versus 25 negative weeks. The average positive week has been 5.2%, compared with an average negative week of 2.6%, but five recent reversal markers argue against treating the trend as one way. The key weekly reference remains the $392.2 trend line. Staying above it would keep the current regime intact, while a deeper fade toward that level would test whether the 55-week signal still has institutional support. Nearer term, watch whether activity pressure can hold positive as relative strength stabilizes, and whether any renewed advance arrives with volume meaningfully above the 2.2 million share baseline. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice.